It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
Going to add in LA Classic Roofing, the official roofer of Bayou Sports and Grittick LLC. Electric and General Services. Good morning, everybody. And boy, do we have some news this morning. Highland Baptist in the finals, Turbo. This is huge. As we were just saying, there haven't been many Iberia Parish teams in the finals in the past, several 10 years. I don't want to speculate exactly. I know I was fortunate enough to have three teams with Catholic High winning one. We were talking. We know Westgate basketball has made some pushes deep.
Nish had some decent teams around in the 90s and around 2000. They lost to St. Aug in the semis.
Yeah.
And that was because I called that game 2000, 2001. They lost to St. Aug.
Yeah, and I know Catholic High Baseball in 13 lost a heartbreaker in the finals 1-0.
To Kinder, I want to say it was.
It was. So Highland pops Cedar Creek 45-39. Actually, in a game that Cedar Creek seemed to come back late, Highland really jumped on them early. Early on, let me recall the young lady's name, Marin. I'm looking back at my notes. Marin Barra. Just went nuts early. I was following on Twitter with points and rebounds. So Highland moves on against number one seed Ouachita Christian. They're going to play Thursday at 2:30 in Hammond. And Ouachita Christian has played Cedar Creek twice this year, swept them both times to talk about like opponents. Ouachita beat them very handily one time. I'm talking by a lot. And the second time only beat them by 7.
Yeah, another thought here. I know Lorville won the state championship in baseball.
Correct.
Non-select in either 18. I think it was 18, maybe 19.
And they did. They won it, correct?
Yes. They won it big, too, like 13-8 or 13-7,
yes.
Something like that.
Thank you, Jeff Boggs, for throwing that one at us. So we do have a state champion in Lorville in baseball. But, again, just such a great accomplishment for these young ladies and for Highland Baptist and Coach Sensley. And
I had a few texts yesterday asking me if I got the score.
Yeah, we made a deal. We made a deal. So, Coach Sensley, if you're out there, we're going to get you on. Whether it be tomorrow or Thursday morning, I'll be texting her to get her back on to talk about it, just as we're going to be talking to some more basketball coaches. Jason Fothery of Episcopal later today as they start their quest for a state title against Claiborne. We got Todd Russ coming on later today to talk about his win over Parkway and his upcoming matchup with North Shore. So we're going to leave that alone for a minute. And come across, of course, now that I'm doing this show, I look out and I've follow a few websites, and 247 Sports is one of them that it'll pop up every now and then. Every now and then I'll get something on Twitter or Facebook. 247 listed the top 50 college players of all time.
This is college. In other words, is this coming out of high school to college? Or coming
No. This is college.
Okay. All right.
This is what they accomplished in college.
Okay.
And to be honest, the list kind of shocked me. And
I wouldn't be surprised.
But then it made sense in certain ways. It doesn't make sense in others. Now, first of all, they took into account that the entire career. So one season wonders like Joe Burrow are not going to be as high as some others.
Makes sense.
Okay, because initially, when I saw that Baker Mayfield was listed higher than Joe Burrow, the Louisianian in me got a little upset.
I understand.
Not that I'm a Baker Mayfield hater.
I
drove Baker Mayfield back and forth to Manning camp from the dorm. It was like a mile walk. And
not every a big guy either. Huh?
No. We darn near looking each other eye to eye. Maybe yeah. He's definitely taller than I am. Him and Aaron Rodgers' little brother, the guy that was on The Bachelor, I would pick him up every morning and drive him after breakfast to the.
He sent his brother a bill.
Well, he's done pretty well himself.
True.
Yeah, he's done pretty well himself.
Send him a bill.
My daughter freaked out when she found out that the Rodgers kid, I forget his first name, that he actually wrote, because she's like, Papa, he's The Bachelor. I'm like, well, and he was just a. Coaching quarterbacks at camp with me. We gave the kid a ride every day to the complex. But anyway, so again, it's total body of work in college. How many quarterbacks do you think, Turbo, in the top 10? How many quarterbacks do you think that would be in the top 10?
I'm still trying to evaluate this. Yeah, let me ask you this question. I'm gonna ask your question through a question. How many offensive linemen made this list?
Okay, you're stealing my thunder again, Turbo. Well, now we're gonna get no. There's definitely. I only have the top 20 basically right here. Top 25.
Okay.
That I have it written down right here. But no, there are two.
Okay.
But two going back. Top 10 quarterbacks, how many do you think there are?
Yeah, a lot of good running backs, and they get a lot of press, too. I'd say how many, and this is in the top 10 of all-time greatest college players.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. According to 247 Sports.
I would say three.
One.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's number 10.
Hello.
Which, honestly, is kind of refreshing. Look, I'm a former quarterback. I coached quarterbacks all my life. I do realize the impact of quarterbacks now. It's become almost a Heisman Trophy. It's become who's the greatest quarterback in the country.
Right.
From year to year, with few exceptions. But the top nine guys, eight for sure, are all running backs. I'm not sure. Jim Thorpe played all over the place. So
he did.
And he's up there.
Yeah.
Okay. But Tim Tebow, and I'm not going to disagree, is the number 10. He's number 10.
So he's the only quarterback.
In the top 10. And as a body of work, I get that. I agree with it.
As a college quarterback.
As a college quarterback.
Yeah, I can live with that.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
I was trying to think of other quarterbacks.
Because we're talking about multiple years.
That's right. He won the Heisman one year, won two national championships.
Yes. One of those guys that couldn't repeat, he couldn't pull off the Archie Griffin, who, of course, is on the list.
Right.
And repeat as a Heisman Trophy winner. But number one, we'll go through them right now. We'll hop around after 1 through 10, but we'll start with number one, Herschel Walker.
Yeah, I can. The only other one, Ricky Williams, possibly.
And he's up there.
Barry Sanders.
Yeah, you know, Herschel Walker. I mean, you can't. From a football coaching standpoint, and I've mentioned this on the show before, and I'll mention it again. For him not to be that elusive, and some people are saying, Coach, what are you talking about? Not elusive. Elusivity, I'm talking suddenness, cutting ability. Herschel Walker was stiff. He would be listed by a recruiter as somewhat of a stiff guy, a guy who has trouble making people miss in space. The opposite of Barry Sanders, complete opposite player of Barry Sanders. But what Herschel Walker had, along with his 235 frame body, was an Olympic sprinter's capability. So he could not only run through you, he could run away from you. And when he got that seam, he was gone.
Pretty much.
And he was going to run through an arm tackle. Okay. Number two, the younger folks won't get it, they won't appreciate it, but the great Archie Griffin.
Yeah.
Okay, early 70s. When I was a kid, two-time Heisman Trophy winner from Ohio State. Just a great player. Did not equate into a great NFL career.
Kind of small. Was yep. 5'8"-ish, 5'9"?
Yep. Number three, Barry Sanders. Can't argue with that one. I remember Barry Sanders when the Cajuns played Oklahoma State. Nelson Stokley at the helm. Cajuns got Oklahoma State beat.
And Thurman Thomas was on that team, too.
Oh, well, that's the deal. They had three. Thurman Thomas, Barry Sanders, and who's the other one?
The wide receiver. They had a wide
receiver. No, but they had another running back. They had three future NFL stars on that team at running back. If we got a caller coming in or anybody wants to text me the third one, you can remind me. Hartley Dykes was the receiver, if I remember correctly.
That's who I was thinking of. 6'5"-ish.
Oh, yeah. And actually caught the touchdown pass to beat the Cajuns. And I can remember Tank Lotief, my buddy who's the head coach at Kaplan, after a few sodas, we just heckling Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas. We didn't really even know who Barry Sanders was at that time. He was a freshman.
But he ran a kickoff back, that night.
I don't know. But it was a heartbreaking loss for the Cajuns because the Cajuns had him beat.
Yes, they did. And they scored like 10, 12 points in the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game.
Hard to believe he's number four, but when you think of the three guys above him, Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he was a Herschel Walker type clone.
Correct. Elusiveness, that's a horrible word. I just made up a word. A little more elusiveness than Herschel, but still a little stiff. I think Bo Jackson and New Orleans guy that's played the Super Bowl.
You're talking about the big...
our guy from St. Augustine High School.
Oh, Fournette.
Yeah. Okay. Leonard Fournette.
Okay.
I think of those two in the same breath, and I'm saying Fournette's not as good as Bo Jackson. I'm not going there.
I don't know if he was as fast.
But I think they ran alike. They had similar running styles.
Yes.
So Bo Jackson, moving down, one of my favorites of all time. Of course, and let me go back. Barry Sanders did have a great NFL career. If Barry Sanders stays in the NFL, arguably the greatest running back of all time in the NFL.
But he was smart.
Bo Jackson, of course, his injury stopped him from one of the greatest baseball/football careers that could have been, ever. Had to have hip replacement when nobody was having hip replacement. Earl Campbell.
Wow.
It's a shame. Earl Campbell is punch drunk like Ali was punch drunk late in life. I actually sat next to Earl Campbell at the Hyatt High Tops Bar prior to the national championship game this year. He walked in with a little crew of people. He's in a wheelchair. He's beat up bad. The guy hasn't aged well. Just all those hits that he took over the years.
Thanks to Bum Phillips.
Yeah. Well.
Bad Houston.
Yeah. But my goodness, what a great football player Earl Campbell. The old tearaway jersey. Earl would go through 7 jerseys a game. These young people, they don't remember the tearaway jersey.
I do.
Now instead of the tearaway, it's the tight, tight jersey that you can't grab a hold of.
That's right.
You got to give him his credit, even though in a civil suit he was found guilty.
I know where you're going.
If the glove doesn't fit,
that's right.
You must acquit.
Orenthal James.
Orenthal James Simpson, USC, an unbelievable player.
And you're young.
And also an unbelievable NFL player.
He only played 2 years at USC. He was at a junior college before that.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell him what the year he gained 2,000 yards, and it was in 1973, they played the Saints that year. The Saints held him to 20 carries, or 27 carries to 80 yards. And the Saints beat the Bills that afternoon 13-0.
Wow. See, I wasn't a Juice fan because I was a Dolphins fan. And, of course, them being both in the same division, I forget then, it was called the AFC East, I guess. Of course, with the Patriots and the Jets. Patriots, Jets, Dolphins.
But think about it. OJ's running for hundreds of yards against everybody in the 73 season, and they can't beat the Saints. In O2 Lane Stadium.
He might have had an ankle problem that game. You never know.
Who knows?
You never know.
The Saints hammered him that afternoon.
And again, this guy was so good. But he's still number 7, and you can't argue it, is Ricky Williams. You mentioned him earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the great Ricky Williams. A decent NFL career, not good relative to his college career. Ricky...
The hack on him is he had very small hands for his size.
Not only he had some habits, aren't conducive.
He was a peaceful person.
He and Bob Marley had a lot in common.
They were peaceful people.
Yes.
Good play.
Oh, there's no doubt. I'll never forget when I was coaching at Louisiana Tech, and we had little bitty running backs. We didn't have a running back over 180 pounds.
Really?
Okay. Now, we had some good ones, but they were just little bitty. And we were having trouble. So Derek Dooley comes in, and they were a strict spread team before we got there with Jack Bicknell. And he wants to get in the eye and have some downhill runs along. We were a multiple pro team. And he just couldn't figure out why we couldn't run the power downhill with these backs. And he would break out film because Derek coached Ricky Williams at Miami. And he's breaking out this film of, oh, we need to work on it. We need to get him to do this and step. And I'm like, we ain't got Ricky Williams. We got Patrick Jackson, who was a great back. Okay, Patrick Jackson, his cousin was a defensive end for LSU. When we played LSU that year, it was Tyson Jackson.
Yes.
Both from West St. John.
That's right.
Okay, played against his first cousin. But no, we couldn't run the downhill power like Ricky Williams. And also, it was one of the backs from, it was the two-headed monster from Auburn that was also on Miami's team that year. One of those guys. You know, this is around 2007. I forget his name.
Yeah, they had a couple good backs at Auburn. You're right.
Moving down again, he's number eight. Like Barry Sanders, quit in his prime. I say quit, he retired. Retired in his prime. Jim Brown.
Yeah, he was an All-American lacrosse player, too. People don't realize that. He was 6'2", 230 when he
When nobody was 6'2", 230.
Well, he outweighed most of the offensive linemen in the college back then.
You know why I envy Jim Brown the most? Because he got to do movie scenes with Raquel Welch.
Yeah, that's pretty envious. Of course, that's a commandment word in covet.
My goodness. But the great Jim Brown. So moving to number nine, Jim Thorpe. Mr. All Everything. You got to throw him up there. It's hard to compare Jim Brown with the guys today. It's definitely difficult to compare Jim Thorpe with the guys today.
I'm trying to remember Thorpe's size. It seemed like he was 6'1".
Maybe he's a big guy. He was definitely a big guy relative
like
to those
that.
Times.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we come in at number 10 with Tim Tebow. And again, Urban Meyer was so far ahead of everybody at that time. So you do have to attribute a lot of Tebow's success to Meyer. But you know what? A lot of these that's the thing. You rarely attribute a running back success to a coach. I don't know. And I'm not saying that's fair. It's not fair. But quarterbacks sometimes, you look back at the Andre Ware's and the David Klinglers. You remember, you know, Houston at that time was just spitting out all these quarterbacks that were putting up Madden-esque numbers.
And they did.
But Tim Tebow, you know, had a really good career for a long time. I know two unbelievable years. I want to say, did he start for 3 years?
At Florida?
But he didn't,
he played a lot.
And of course, when he came back, and we're going to fix it, and the whole speech to his team. Now, this to me where it gets interesting, because now all of a sudden, you just jump away from running backs. And let's go ahead and take a call right now.
All right.
Caller, you're on.
Hey, guys. It's Pirate. What's going on?
Pirate. Have you been listening to this? I mean, isn't this list very intriguing?
It is. It is. For me, Barry's the greatest I ever saw. I mean, and he's at number three, and you can interchange some of those in the top probably 10. You know, move up two spots, down two spots. I mean, kind of just a – but one name that's not on the list is Sweetness. I mean, he wasn't even the 50th greatest in college football.
You know, I didn't go down past 25, but he played at a small college. I don't know. I guess it just felt like he was over. You know, I don't know. Did you actually see the list? Have you pulled up the list?
I put up the whole list.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So he's definitely not on the top 50.
He's not on the list. And listen, he was 53 of 58 in extra points. I mean, that's for a running back.
That's a great stat.
He kicked extra points for Jackson State.
It's Jackson State, correct?
Jackson State, he did. He kicked extra points. He scored 63 touchdowns in college. That's nothing
that's
to see
impressive.
That. And averaged 6 yards a carry. I mean, that's got to make the list for me. Him and Barry are the two greatest I ever saw suit up. I mean, the guy was just amazing. I mean, you know, I just think he should be on the list somewhere, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I'm with you. You know, you go back and, you know, you look at guys like Jerry Rice. Probably a lot of these guys that played small-time football, they didn't give him their due. Because, you know, Jerry Rice in many of these lists is listed as the greatest NFL football player ever. Okay?
Yeah, that's hard to argue. I mean,
yeah, you know, I mean, listed as the greatest ever. But Pirate, if I told you that the top 10 was going to have one quarterback, you'd have said no way, right? Are you with me?
That's probably the most shocking thing of the whole list.
But again, when you start listing the guys, then all of a sudden you say, I get it. I don't know. It was like at first when I saw there were no quarterbacks, but then I start thinking of the impact that all these running backs had on their teams.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know what? Okay, what I put, you know, and I'm not even going to say the next three because we're actually going to go to a break in a minute. We're going to get Jason Fothery on, and then we're going to come back to this because this is too great of a list. And I really want to talk about some of these guys because after we get after Tim Tebow, it is just a list mostly of defensive players plus offensive linemen. It's amazing how the list just really jumps. And again, this is subjective.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
I wonder if Bubba's on that list.
Bubba.
Kill Bubba, kill. Bubba Smith.
Bubba Smith. Not on mine. Not on what I have in front of me. But no.
It's hard. It's hard to, you know, to compare an offensive lineman to a running back. That's probably the hardest thing in football when you compare it to other sports is that, you know, basketball, it's, you know, the big guys are scoring and rebounding and blocks and the little guys is assists and scoring. But everybody has that common denominator in basketball is
we're scoring. In the same in baseball. Everybody's hitting. You know, baseball,
everybody's hitting.
But no. And that's why the Heisman Trophy is a farce. I mean, I'm going to throw it out there. The Heisman Trophy is the biggest farce in sport because, don't get me wrong, I know every now and then they throw out this defensive guy, okay, but
that's window dressing, Coach. That's window dressing.
But, you know, again, it's gotten to the point now the way everything is in college football. It's just, okay, whoever the best quarterback is going to win the Heisman Trophy. Every now and then you got a runner. It's not going to be a receiver. I don't know. It's just.
Was this year.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and this year I told my son, I said, you know, we were talking about it. I said, you know, he could be a receiver this year. And he goes, you know, Dad, it's always a quarterback. You know that. And I'm like, yeah, I know that. And sure enough, it was a receiver, but it's become the best quarterback, and it's certainly the best skill player list.
Yeah, it's the best skill guy. Pirate, we appreciate you calling in, brother.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good day.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to a break. And we're going to have Jason Fothery, the head coach of Episcopal, who they begin their quest for a state title. I believe they're ranked third. Going up against Claiborne, and we'll have him back in a minute. And we will come back to the top college players of all time right here at Kane1240.com. Just ask Alexa, play Kane1240. Back in a minute.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s Experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
We at Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Okay, we're going to jump to basketball now. Next couple of segments, we're going to keep basketball going. We'll come back to that, talking about the top 50 college players of all time, according to 247 Sports. But it is playoff time, Marsh Madness time, and we have got Jason Fothery here, head basketball coach of Episcopal. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
So happy to have you on the show, man. You guys feeling good about what's coming up in front of you?
We are. We're excited to finally get a chance to play. This long stretch at the end of the season with no games is tough to deal with, but just excited it's finally game day again.
How long has that been, Jason?
Our last game was on the 19th, so
wow,
it's been about 10 days, I guess.
So a lot of scrimmaging.
Trying our best to simulate some kind of game, game action, but you know it's tough to do in practice.
Absolutely, Jason. You're a St. Thomas More product, correct?
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure this isn't the first nor the last time that you're going to be asked this, but you know as well as I do, recently Danny and what he's done and the record that he set. Can you explain to us the influence that Danny had on you as a basketball player in your coaching career?
Oh, it's been huge. He's just learned so much from him, just playing for him, and then once I started getting to coaching, just kind of picking his brain here and there about some things. He's been a great resource to bounce ideas off of. I mean, there's no denying the success he's had. He's one of the best high school coaches of all time. So to be able to have that resource to, ask questions when I need some guidance, it's been a huge benefit for me personally, and then also just kind of bring some of those things that he's instilled in us as players to try to instill those in mind here at ESA. It's been a huge impact on me.
One thing that, not having seen you guys play a lot, but in my time at Catholic High a few times, it always seemed that you guys played really good defense. And I know that that's something, and you can tell by your scores.
Right.
So I always felt, and not being a basketball guy, like we've talked earlier in the show, when I was a kid, I thought that was my sport. That was my deal. And as I grew up and I stayed short and chunk, and kind of stout, it just wasn't my deal. But I always felt that the variable that you can take care of more. You're going to have years when you really aren't big scorers, where you're not going to fill it up. But I always felt like that you can play good defense if you just coach the heck out of it. And it seems that's what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we definitely take pride in our defense. I mean, last year we had a kid who scored 22 points a game or whatever it was, and so we knew we had that coming in. This year I knew this team was going to be a little different. And so kind of the message to them from early on was balance on the offensive end and then defense. Defense is our foundation. Defense travels is kind of a saying what we can do. So everywhere we go, as long as we're playing with that effort, that intensity, and that focus, you know, you're going to be in every game as long as you're working hard on defense. You know, you'll have a chance.
Yeah, because sometimes sometimes the ball's just not going to go in as well as other times.
Right. I feel like you can control a little more on defense, just effort, positioning, you know, just heart and those kind of things that, you know, you decide to do that every night. You know, you can't control if that ball is going in.
Absolutely.
Every night, you know. And so that really is a foundation of our team and our program. We want to make it tough on the opponent every night and make them, you know, if we look up at the end and they got us, then shake their hands and move on. But we're going to make it tough, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Coach, injuries, I know it's probably – that's the one thing that maybe it's helped. Haven't played since the 19th, but how are you health-wise going into this game with Claiborne?
We're all healthy. It has been good to get a little rest. After that last game, we took a few days off, took 3 days off, and – you know, kind of came in last week and worked on some us things, you know, just focused on us and got back to the fundamentals and worked those things out. And this, you know, we started putting in a game plan at the end of last week and yesterday at practice after school. And so hopefully we're ready to go tonight.
Let's talk about your opponent, Claiborne Academy. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from them on film? What do you need to stop? You know, what's the keys to the game for you?
From what it looks like, is they shoot the ball, they score. A lot of their scores are high, 60s, 70s. And so I think that'll present a good challenge for us. I don't know for sure. It didn't look like they had too much size, so we might be able to find an advantage there in the paint. But they shoot the ball. I mean, one of the films I had, they had 13 threes, so. They can definitely shoot, so we got to drive them off the three-point line and make those guys handle the ball and make plays in traffic. I think that'll give us a good shot to come out on top tonight.
Gotcha. And I know you don't necessarily want to just single anybody out, but can you talk about a few of your top players, some of your older guys, leaders?
Yeah.
You know who are getting you, who are going to get you through that bracket?
Yeah, this year has been. A different kind of year. We don't have that one guy that's going to come in and score every night. But this is probably the most balanced we've had since I've been here. I mean, there's some nights I'll play 12 kids. And usually that number kind of trickles down getting towards the district, but this year it didn't. We just have a lot more depth this year, and it's been kind of another strength of our team. But I mean, our captains, Luke Legoulin and Peyton Bourgeois, done a great job just leading this group all year. Being consistent, you know, they've both been a part of the program for 4 or 5 years, and so they know what we expect. Adam Sabagian he's our best soccer, you know, a good soccer player on the soccer team. He's balanced basketball too,
which is amazing because those are concurrent sports.
Right. Yeah, it's been impressive. We have three of them this year that are doing it, and they've done it at a high level. But Adam's been our leading scorer, I guess you could say. But, I mean, we don't have one person on our team that averages double digits right now, you know. So it's been a strange year. But, I mean, we have eight that average, you know, 4 or 5, you know.
Well, no, if you're playing 10, 12 probably, guys, that makes sense.
It probably makes it a little tougher to game plan for other teams. But, you know, it's fun. It's been fun to coach. This group is genuinely likes each other, you know, and the chemistry is great all year. This is my fourth year, so I had them as freshmen, so this is my first complete class to see all the way through, and it's been a good group to coach, and just excited to get an opportunity to make a run at our goals.
Well, Coach, we're going to keep track of you guys as you move down in the bracket. We'd love to have you again And and here at Bayou Sports, man, all the teams in the Bayou area, we're here to promote you guys and help you out in any way we can to promote your players. So we look forward to having you back, and we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. It's been great to have the opportunity to talk about our program. So anytime, I'll be happy to hop on.
All righty. Well, we're definitely going to call you up on that. Thanks again, Coach.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Jason Fothery doing an excellent job. That's amazing at that level, 10 to 12 guys.
It is. That's highly unusual.
To have that many guys that can play. And, of course, that's right out of the Danny Broussard playbook. I mean, Danny sat there and for years would basically had two different fives that he would
pretty
substitute.
Much. You're right.
And when I say come out and play defense, because if you didn't, you always knew the other guy was going to take your spot. Defense and rebounding, man. Defense and rebounding, defense and rebounding.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back to talk to Coach Todd Russ about their win over Parkway and their upcoming game against North Shore.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenault Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusions.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Okay, I believe we've got Coach Russ. He says he's calling in right now, so we're going to go ahead and get him on the line and talk a little niche basketball. Okay, we're going to get him to call on a different line. I think he called on the 534. Just remember, if you want to call on the show, it's 367-1240.
And if the lines are jammed, you have to call back.
Yeah, just call back. We had somebody call, excited. We had Boxcar call in about mentioning Danny Werfel a minute ago. And go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and answer the phone right here and talk to Coach Russ. Todd.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for coming back on the show, man.
Man, it's number three, man.
That's the hat trick,
hey,
isn't it?
I challenged Josh Gilboy. I said, y'all better beat Newman or Todd's going to get a huge lead on you, and they did. So we'll get him on Friday to try to keep it keep it within one, but right now you got him 3-1.
I got him 3-1.
But,
man.
Hey, Coach, let me tell you something. Carol Sensley over at Highland, hey, she's going to be pushing now. She, you know, playing for a state title on Thursday.
Man, how about that, man?
Yeah, that's incredible.
I am so pulling for them.
Yeah.
I am so pulling for them, man. That is great. That is great, Coach. Yeah. I wish her and those young ladies nothing but the best.
People don't understand, even with the split and all that stuff, they just don't understand how hard it is to get there, man. They just don't. They don't get it.
Man, the sacrifice and the commitment, and you got to have, I mean, you know, you want it. You got to have a little luck here or there.
Yep.
And everything has to go your way. It don't matter. Split, no split. You know, when those young ladies hoist that trophy, and I'm pulling for them, and I hope they do, that's a memory that's going to last them for the rest of their lives.
And, you know, Todd, that word keeps coming up, and it's almost becoming that buzzword that's almost aggravating because it's almost overused. But it's so true when people talk about that locker room. So every coach I'm talking to now that's having huge success, in some way, shape, or form, they're talking about the way their team gets along. And that is so underrated.
Oh, no doubt.
If there's any animosity, if you've got that guard that really doesn't want to get the ball to that power forward because, I don't know, man, they got girl problems or they got whatever problems. They got family problems.
Can I say what a lot of times it is with those kids, and I'm blessed, it's the parents.
I'm with you.
It's the spotlight. It's your kids want more points than my kids.
Yep.
And the kids are getting along fine. The kids want to win. The kids want to win when it's all about winning. But when you start making those individual accolades and recognition and, man, Coach, you know, that's tough, man.
And the problem is that winning cures all that. Because when little Johnny goes home and you're winning and he's hearing some negativity, winning is going to outweigh that. But the second you start losing a little bit, okay, and it's human nature that now you're going to start listening, okay, because nobody wants to ever look in the mirror. It's rarely somebody's going to look in the mirror and say, hey, is it me? Am I part of the problem? Okay.
No, that's too easy.
Yep. And so when you go home and you're getting that negativity and you've lost a few, that's the cancer that can spread through a locker room and tear down some really great teams, regardless of the sport.
Well, I can attest to this. Like I supervise my locker room, but I let that be my guy's safe haven. And all three seniors have done a phenomenal job of keeping the locker room together. You know, Jatarius, Allen, and Brennan. It helps. They're the three best friends on the team. You see one, you see the other two. So, you know, that is a lot to that. That camaraderie in the locker room, that one goal mindset, you know, that one sound, one heartbeat mindset goes a long way. And if you have anybody that's playing for self, it could really destroy your team's culture. And you know, playoffs is one game season. So all you need is somebody wanting to get a little bit more attention, a couple more shots. And basketball is a little different than other sports in the sense that you can run a play and everybody touches the ball. And if that guy feels like, you know what, I need to get myself going, he could break away from the play. In football, if that running back wants the ball, if the quarterback's not giving it to him, obit, he's going to just pout. Now, he may not block. He may not run his route. But in basketball, man, it could just, you know, everybody touches the ball. And if the guy wants to be selfish, he can be selfish. And I'm glad we that's one thing that we hadn't had to worry about at NISH.
Yeah. And along those lines, and we're a little off subject here, but I think it's something really worth talking about. The sport, in my opinion, that the – instead of calling it the locker room, you call it the dugout. Baseball is one that a bad attitude in baseball can really kill you because it's such a slow game. And that dugout is when you're batting, all the guys are in there. So, you know, in basketball, there's really not time for one of your guys to spread negativity during the game. It's too fast-paced.
Yeah, not during the game.
Okay? In football, those guys are out there. But in baseball, it's so slow because I know I used to always warn my baseball coaches as an athletic director. I had a guy in Abbeville that I loved to death, and he always tried to get out seniors that had never played before just because they were fast. He wanted guys that could run the bases, which, in my opinion, was crazy because it's more important to know how to run the bases than to be fast. Okay, I'll take a slower guy that knows how to run the bases than a fast guy that doesn't. Okay, and he would get those seniors out, and all of a sudden it'd come to Mardi Gras time, and they're not playing, and they would be the worst cancers in that dugout, man. You know,
they checked out.
Oh yeah, they checked out, and then all of a sudden they ain't coming to Mardi. Because I always say this, another thing, coach. You want to know what's the biggest advantage in high school of football? One of the biggest advantages over all the other sports: no holidays.
That's what I knew you was gonna
say. The only holiday you got to deal with is Thanksgiving, and if you're dealing with Thanksgiving, you got a bad. Well, you want to use the A-double-S word, okay? Well, you got a really good football team.
Well, and that's what I'm about to say. By that point, the teams that are playing over the holidays in football, you have to be bought in.
Yep.
I mean, there's no doubt because look, you're not getting there. That's the quarters in a typical year. That's the quarters. So. You already know those teams, you know, the Catholic Highs, the Acadianas, you know, the West Monroe, those kids go in there and they're not concerned about things. They want to be practicing on Thanksgiving.
Yep. It's a rite of passage. Different. It's something that you've earned. But again, for you guys, Thanksgiving's at the start of the year. And you're going to find out early who's bought in and who hadn't. Because if that guy, all of a sudden, he's making excuses why he can't come on Thanksgiving. Or even worse, Mom and Daddy tells you they're going on vacation Thanksgiving week.
Coach, in there, but I can tell you, man, even you find out about your coaches.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there ain't no doubt. And, of course, you know as well as I do. It's hard finding good assistant basketball coaches because of the holidays, because it takes their Thanksgiving and it takes their Christmas. And I say it takes it. It takes a lot of it.
Yeah. You find out about your program. During the places don't play over the holidays. It's crazy to me because I tell my kids, you know what you signed up for.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's part of it. We get to enjoy things coming on Easter.
That's part of it. All right, Coach Parkway. Hey, just like you said it in the paper. You knew who they were, and you saw it and came out and really pushed you guys, but. Look, y'all pulled it out, and moving on to the next round.
You know, Parkway was really good, Coach. They had a lot of that week, and that week made it so long. And the more I watched them, the more I stressed about them. And then finally, we had the first 2 days of practice was really good. Kids were locked in. By Wednesday, I started feeling more confident about Parkway just because of the approach that the kids had taken in practice, and they did their homework. They watched film. They knew who the guys were. And so, you know, we were able to get by them. We were fortunate, and now we have North Shore, a totally different team in the sense that they have good guard play, but North Shore has better pieces around their guards than I feel that Parkway had. So, albeit that North Shore's top two guys are not at the caliber I feel as Parkway's top two guys, the others are better than the others from Parkway. So we got to key in more on all five as opposed to putting most of our attention on the top two.
Gotcha. Well, Coach, I tell you, you guys moving on. So this is going to be 6 versus 11. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. 6 versus 11.
All right. And I know you've got Zachary, and I know you're not looking past that when you've got Zachary at a 3 seed lurking on the other side, which I know is an extremely talented team. So it's not, you know, it's just not going to get any easier. It's 5A ball, baby.
Man, it's big boy basketball. I saw some of the scores last night with, you know, some of the, and I played 1A ball. I saw some of the 1A scores last night, and I'm looking like, man, wow. You know, team got beat by 60 points. That's not happening, especially in the second round of 5A. Right now, everybody, you know, I get the question, how good are they? Coach, Those, to me, are the best team in 5A.
Yep.
You know, North Shore is the best team in 5A.
Yep, because that's who's next.
That's the only,
what game's the most important? The next one.
That's
the most important game of the year. You know, Coach, it's funny because when I took over at Cairn Crow, and you know, that first year, of course, we were very fortunate to get to the Superdome my second year and lost to a great West Monroe team. But I remember that first game, I think it was East St. John that we were playing, and I told one of the assistant coaches, Rip Evelyn, who had been there for 25 years, I said, man, look at this running back. He looked at me and said, Coach, in 5A, everybody got one like that. He said, everybody, you know, because – coming from a Triple A background, that's where I had been. A little 4A at Abbeville. We were between 4 and 3, and of course, you know, saw a lot of great players. But yeah, he just looked at me kind of condescendingly and said, "Coach, hey, you gonna see one of those every week, cuz."
Yeah, man, it's definitely a different monster, bro. But I'm excited. I think, you know, we've a quick turnaround gave us 2 days to prepare, Coach, and again, had a really two really good days of practice. Kids are focused, man. They you know, I don't know when the ride's going to end. I hope we get to ride it a little bit longer. But I can say that, you know, they're focused. I feel like we've prepared them. And you know, you got to go out and have a little luck as well. So I hope our effort is going to pull us through and expected another good one.
Well,
tonight.
Coach, give us a little shout. Give me exact game time, you know, all the details that we've got coming up.
So we're gonna tip off tonight at 6:30. I do believe, because we have such a large facility, that we will have tickets available at the door. So I know a lot of people have been asking about that. We set aside just to make sure that the general public had a chance to, if they couldn't get away from work, to go to, you know, either school to get tickets. I set aside 200 tickets to be sold at the door. I can't guarantee that they won't all be sold, so I would advise you to get there early. Doors will open at 5:30 today.
And if you are turned away, Jeff Boggs is going to be there with Kane Radio to cover you guys.
Yes. Jeff is going to be there. I tell you what, man, I'm going to need to be on this. You know, if we get by tonight, I'm expecting the text and hey, Coach, we need.
Oh no, it's done. No, because I'm with you. I know basketball guys typically aren't as superstitious as baseball guys. Baseball guys are the ultimate, but no, we got to keep this thing going. I'm with you, cuz.
Well, I think all of us are a little superstitious. We find stuff that works.
Not as bad as Pistol Pete wearing the same socks for 4 years, but.
My coach asked me last night. He texted me, said, we were on the phone talking about the film real quick, and he said, Coach, so what are we wearing on Tuesday? I said, fool, we won, and we're wearing what we wanted.
That's it.
We're going to wear it the rest of the way.
That's it. All right. Coach, man, always a pleasure. And again, we're rooting for you. You guys get down on the Hive tonight. Y'all take care of business. You know, South Louisiana, that it's bad enough that these people are coming from way over, you know, way over there, but they got the name North. They got the name North in their name, you know, so that's got to fire you up right there.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're fired up, man. It'd be great if we get some fans in there to support these kids because they deserve it. So,
okay, Coach.
I appreciate you as always.
All right.
And hopefully we'll be talking on Friday morning.
Absolutely. Coach Russ, take care.
Take care. Bye.
All right. So, Yellow Jackets, man, just always great to talk to that guy. I feel his passion just oozing through my ears, man.
And Kane Radio will be there tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been following him very closely. So we're going to come back. We're going to finish up our talk about the top 50. A lot of these guys, like I said, the next part of the list, it's very intriguing, just as is the first part of the list. So we'll be right back to talk about that here, 367-1240, Kane1240.com.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusion.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Kane Row Golf and Turf Club.
Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Road. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Road and enjoy.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in the Barry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
So some great, two great interviews right there. Jason Fothery with Episcopal, School of Acadiana. Todd Russ with the Yellow Jackets. Both teams wishing them all the best this evening in their big games. We know each community is going to be behind them, as well as, again, Highland Baptist, who either tomorrow or the next day.
I think it's Thursday.
The game is Thursday, 2:30, against Ouachita Christian. So we'll talk about that in the next couple of days and hype that thing up. Doesn't need any more hype that it's already got. Just unbelievable what Coach Sensley and her team has done. So back to the second half of talking to low college football players. So, again, real fast to recap, 1 through 10. Herschel, Archie Griffin, Barry Sanders, Bo Jackson, Earl Campbell at 5. Orenthal James at 6. Ricky Williams at 7. Jim Brown at 8. Jim Thorpe at 9. Tim Tebow at 10. The first only quarterback in the top 10. Which, when you think about it, you have a hard time arguing with that.
Galloping Ghost is missing.
Red Grange.
Yep.
Red Grange.
He's got to be in there somewhere.
Number 11, another running back, Charlie White, which can't be denied. Great player. One of the most heartbreaking LSU losses of all time.
That was in 79.
Yep. I was babysitting.
Babysitting?
I was 13, staying with my niece and Eldridge's kids, Heather and Matt, listening to that game on the radio. Benji Thibodeau, face. All they got to do is stop USC on a 4th-and-4 something. Benji Thibodeau, Notre Dame of Crowley product, makes a tackle, grazes the face mask of Charlie White to prolong the drive, and USC beats LSU. They said on Charlie McClendon's deathbed, he spoke of that.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
On his deathbed.
Wow. I remember that game.
Spoke of it. Just took it with him to the grave. Number 12. A guy that a lot of people won't remember. You'll remember the name. But he was such a bust as an NFL player, but I remember him very well because at the time I was a huge Dan Marino fan. And where did Dan Marino play college football?
Pittsburgh.
That's right. Hugh Green rated the 12th best college player of all time. And it's hard to think of that, but he was unstoppable at Pitt as a defensive end, but he was undersized and just didn't equate to the NFL. Now, the other thing about Hugh Green,
his running mate,
the second best defensive player on his team, ended up being a way better NFL player. Dome Patrol. Ricky Jackson was a linebacker that played with Hugh Green. And it goes to show you how that college game doesn't always equate to the NFL. Next one, Orlando Pace, top offensive lineman. Now, this guy, he did it at both levels, just an unbelievable.
Dominant.
Unbelievable dominant player. He was that monster before they had monsters. That offensive lineman that could probably go out on a basketball court, drop some threes on you, reverse dribble, just that athletic monster that we see so many of now. Yeah,
he looked like one shell square in the
oh,
world.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a man.
Not a super, he didn't have that girth of some of these linemen. He was just an athlete, that guy that arguably probably could have played tight end.
That's right.
Deion Sanders, 14. I don't know if he doesn't need to be a little higher. I mean,
I've never been a fan.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
He's a player, though.
All you got to do is look at the film, man.
He's a player.
His film.
I'm not a fan, but
he's a player. The film spoke for itself. Him as a returner. You just take away the fact that nobody couldn't throw at him because you just weren't going to get open. As a returner, my goodness. Prime time.
Oh, yeah.
Prime time.
I'm not a fan.
And again, he kind of led the way for the current trash talking, all that stuff
and
now.
And he's now the head football coach at Jackson State.
Absolutely, he certainly is. Ross Browner, another guy, kind of like Hugh Green that you don't remember as well, Notre Dame, but just didn't equate into an NFL career, but had an unbelievable college career.
That he did.
And you never knew, was it injury? Was it just his style didn't equate? You don't know. Now, the next one I love, because he's got a trophy named after him. Nebraska, Dave Remington.
The center. Mr. Center.
Always said one of the greatest centers of all time, if not the greatest center of all time. One of the first centers that Tom Osborne decided you could pull a center. So for those of you that aren't big football watchers, you pull guards and you pull tackles. Around the end, across the center. Centers were not pulled until Dave Remington. I'm not saying he was the first center to ever pull. But now, Kevin Mowey was a big-time puller. Of course, Leesville, Wampus Cat, went to school with my wife, Tina, was a sophomore when Tina was a senior. When Tina was younger, the Fullers were in school with her, and she was young. She had Mowey. So she was in school with some of the few of the greatest football players to come out of Leesville and LSU. Of course, Eddie Fuller made the catch in the earthquake game against Auburn. Me and my buddy Tim LeBlanc were at that game. Left the flag football tournament, skedaddled over there. We were there, sitting in, I want to say, the chaise seats over there. We were on the opposite side of the field, down low on the 10-yard line, where my Aunt Harriet, they had to get seats for her way back when because she was in a horrible car accident when they first got married. And they couldn't go far. So the Shays have always had those seats on the opposite the student section. So that's the south end zone.
Oh, okay.
Near the south end zone on the 10-yard line. Yeah. Watch that from there. So moving down, Joe Burrow is actually the third highest quarterback on the list. He's at 24 behind Baker Mayfield. Again, that kind of ticked me off when I saw it, but Baker Mayfield's had a couple of really really good years that I guess figure it usurps Joe Burrow's miraculous 1 year. Because the greatest single year, if you go greatest single year here, Joe Burrow's got to be in the top five.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
He's got to go in the top five. If not, I mean, there's an argument for number one. 60 touchdown passes. Just, I mean, the guy put up numbers that were just crazy. So, again, interesting stuff and, of course, subjective. And what's ironic is, as a football coach, the coach in me hates these lists. You know, because it's hard. How do you compare Dave Remington to Barry Sanders? Okay? I mean, it's apple. It ain't even apples and oranges. It's apples and avocados. Okay? But, hey, this is what I'm doing now. Okay, hey, win in Rome.
Everything's subjective.
Yeah. You know? But like Pirate was saying earlier, in baseball, when you're comparing batting average or slugging percentage or on-base percentage, those are finite, objective numbers.
But I'm going to throw something out there. You know I'm a big baseball fan. I want to know, a lot of times, a lot of these guys' stats are padded because they're playing against some of the D pitchers on the team, if you know what I mean. If you got AC, ABCD, well, a lot of these hits, I like to see them when the Nolan Ryan matchups with Barry Bonds, and that tells me what kind of hitter you really are.
Also, think about the great hitters through their years who never had anybody behind them that could hit.
That's right.
That you couldn't pitch around.
That's correct.
You know, Barry Bonds, it sure helped him if he had a guy batting behind him that they felt like, we just can't automatically walk this guy because that guy can knock him in. Which is the reasoning sometimes, even though he is a power hitter, that you might put him at third.
Yeah.
At the three hole.
And now what they're doing now, they're looking at stats from the seventh inning on, what kind of hitter you are, because you're getting flamethrowers coming out the bullpen.
Yeah.
You're throwing the high 90s.
Yep.
And that's what they're
looking at. And you might be a slow ball hitter, you're a curveball hitter, you're a changeup hitter, whatever.
But back to your list, who was the last one we talked about in your list?
Well, it was Joe Burrow, and it's pretty much done with that. I didn't go any further. We had Box Score call in, mentioned Danny Werfel. Think about, and again, stat-wise, Danny Werfel. But, again, when you start talking about system guys. But, again, I get Boxcar's argument because regardless of the system, he put up numbers. But so did Andre Ware. Like I said, David Klingler. Some of those guys, those Houston guys that came out. Carr. I guess it was David Carr early on that just came out with crazy numbers.
And even Andre Ware.
Oh, yeah, Ware. Yeah, I said him. And really just didn't equate to the Achilles Smith. You remember that name?
Yes, quarterback, yep.
Illinois? Was it Indiana? Achilles Smith ended up being drafted by the Bengals?
Yes.
And of course, the ultimate of all time, Jamarcus Russell.
Yes.
Now, he didn't put up those kind of numbers, though, and he was just that prototypical big, tall gunslinger.
I want to blow you away with a stat. I started looking, you know, you had the rusher stat. You see these college football players running for 2,000 yards, 1,500 yards. The first time a college football player in major college ran for 1,000 yards was 1952.
Okay.
Billy Vessels from Oklahoma, and, of course, he won the Heisman Trophy. Up until that time, no major college football player had run for 1,000 yards.
Well, a lot of that had to do with the single wing and the fact that it was so shared back there.
And they didn't throw the ball much, and the game was a lot faster.
Yeah. The clock was running. But also, when you think of single wing, there were four guys back there. The whole four horsemen deal, whether it was wing T, in the wing T, which evolved, which Paul Dietzel ran at LSU when they won the national championship. The wing T is a three-back offense. And your fullback is typically your number one ball carrier, sometimes the halfback, but it's definitely not an offense. I rarely had a back. The only back I ever had in my offense that carried the ball averaged more than 18 carries a game.
Can I take a guess at that?
Oh, no, you're not going to get it.
I'm not?
No, you're not going to get it.
I was going to say Alex Johnson.
Oh, okay, you got it. I didn't think you'd remember Alex Johnson. The 5A MVP in 2011, Alex Johnson. Yes. I mean, I had to invent so many. And you know what was
he
funny?
He ran for 2,500 yards.
Oh, yeah, 2,500 yards. And look, his favorite play was actually a play that he blocked on. The fullback never blocks in the wing tee for a true wing tee play. And we ran a lead sweep that I just kind of invented. Because he coach, you got to put me in a play where I block somebody. And when I would call that lead sweep, and he'd look at that strong safety over there, that weak side safety, and he just loved pummeling those guys. And Alex wasn't that huge. He's 185 pounds. Now, when I say 185 pounds, but built like Marvin Hagler.
Yep, I hear you.
Okay, about 3.2% body fat. Loved to play football more than any kid I ever coached.
You know what else?
When that helmet, when he left class, he was so upset because he hated school. But let me tell you something. When he got in that locker room and he put that helmet on, all you could see was teeth, baby, because he was smiling from ear to ear. Damn. He loved playing football.
I want to tell you another little stat. When Billy Cannon, our man Teddy Sliman's boyhood hero, won the Heisman Trophy, he didn't gain 700
yards. Oh, no, I knew that. But he also played some on defense. He was a punt returner.
Well, it was one platoon football back then.
Yeah, yeah. So did a lot of things. But, no, I'm with you there. Of course, the infamous punt return, against Halloween night, yep, against Ole Miss.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. All right, so we didn't get to some – real quick, we got Catholic High versus Walker today. Catholic High struggling a little bit now, but playing some really good teams. Got swept by Acadiana in a three-game set. We've got Nish Baseball versus STM. Nish is 3-2 right now. Delcom's going to be playing ESA. Delcom's 3-1 right now. Highland versus Patterson. Highland's 2-0. And Lorville versus North Vermillion at 3-0. We're going to have David Jordan on Friday. I'm definitely going to get Rob Segura, I'm hoping, early next week. And we're going to hit all these coaches to talk about their upcoming seasons as they're getting into it, as well as the softball coaches. So looking forward to that. The last thing I'll say, 1874, the National Association of Professional Baseball, they made a batter's box. But more importantly, on the same day, much to the chagrin of the not-yet-born Pete Rose, any player betting on his own team would be expelled. But, if you bet on another team, you just forfeited your pay.
Judge Kennesaw Mountain Ladies took care of that.
So it was horrible to bet on your own team. But if you bet on the other team, it was less horrible. So.
That's right. Okay, Pete, you got that?
It goes to show you how different times, how times change, man.
Oh, yes.
You know, so great stuff there. It's been another fabulous day. Thank you to Jason Fathery again and Todd Russ. Always a pleasure talking to those guys. Thanks to Pirate and Boxcar for calling in. Even though Boxcar called in during the break, we appreciate you guys. And we will be back tomorrow. We will have my man, Eric Hite, coming back. We're going to have Lee DeLeon, who is the deputy director of the RCAF, I believe.
Okay, Cajun Club.
Yes, and we're going to have him on, and looking forward to it. Always have a blast with Eric on the show. And that's a wrap, so we will be back tomorrow. Remember, if ever you want to call us, 367-1240, check us out. www.cane1240.com. And our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties. I'll be heading there in a minute to get some grub for United Fire and Safety. Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Grittick Electrical and General Services, and I'm going to throw in my boss, Chris Bigler, with Integrity Rentals. Hey, you need something off-field related, give Coach a call. Take care, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to KANE, 1240 AM, and K298CQ, 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.